right? Yeah. Okay. All right. So the basic question in the sugya is, insofar as Adam is concerned, Hano, that he experiences Bal Korcha. So what are the criteria that would render the Adam involved in this Hano? Because an automatic sensation of Hano is nothing. But there are different elements beyond that. And the question is, what renders the Gavra involved in the phenomenon of Hano? Hano, Bal Olam Bal Korcha. When is the Gavra considered involved? So now the Gemara says like this. So the Gemara says, Machlekes Abaye and Rava. Bayis Matan Rava Asas. So the Gemara says, Ef Shivakom Machavein. Lo Ef Shivakom Machavein Kuli Amalo Pligidi Asa. So Efsha means like this. It means that he has two roads, right? And he chose the road on which had the Hanor. So therefore, vis-a-vis the event, he played a role. Okay.
Right. Are we assuming?
Yes. Yeah. The two roads are comparable. Two roads are comparable. Road A, he has to go to a town that's at point C. And he goes through A or B. A has the Hanos Reich of Arzara, and B doesn't. So he chose A. So therefore, insofar as that's what it means by Efsha. So vis-a-vis the Hanor, he played a role. Because he could have gone to point B, through route B. Okay? So that's Efsha. Now the Gemara breaks it down. You have Efsha v'koma chavein. Okay. Excuse me. Efsha v'koma chavein, that's one. Efsha v'koma chavein is one. So Efsha v'koma chavein means that he played a role in determining the event of the Hanor. Okay. And besides that, he's machavein. He's machavein. So then, kuli amala pligi, that it's 100% that it's aser. Because it means the gavra is involved on both levels. He's involved on the level of determining the action, determining the maisa hanoah, and he's involved on the level of being a meschavein for the hanoah. Okay? So there, as an odom, he's definitely fully involved. And then the Gemara says one more. Why? Because the Gemara is maintaining that vis-a-vis Hanor, Kavono is the appropriate involvement of Adam. In other words, that he's a machavein. As long as he's a machavein, so then vis-a-vis Adam, he's considered involved. What? That's correct. Even though he played no role in determining the Hanor. Okay, but even though he played no role in determining the Maisa Hanor. So vis-a-vis Maisa, he did nothing. But as long as he's a Machavein, so Machavein per se renders the Odom, vis-a-vis Odom, that's considered a Maisa Hanor. Because Hanor is a unique phenomenon. And since he's Machavein Lehonois, so that means the Odom, as an Odom, is completely involved in the Hanor. So if he's completely involved as an Adam, so then it's Asa. Okay?
That's Rashi, right?
So Rashi says, that's what Rashi means. Yeah, so what's the definition? Let's take Rashi. Efsha v'koma chavein lo shlom gavra v'koma lo pligid asa. Efsha lo li bodel v'koma chavein lis karev k'dei lehonos. Kigon reach shel avodah zara. So where he's mechavein leskarev to de lehonos. So it means that his internal mind, I mean, internally, he wishes to be Nana. So, yeah. So certainly where it's Efshaloli Buddel, so he's Chayev. Or Afilu E Efshaloli Buddel, I mean, Mischavenu Vachoviv Lolehanos. Okay. Yeah, so why does Rashi say, let's take the first term, Efshaloli Buddel, there's something in that idea. Rashi doesn't put it exactly the way we put it, that he determined it. Because he could have gone to route A or route B, so he chose route A. So it doesn't mean he's not really an active determinant. But Rashi's saying he's a determinant insofar as he is Efshaloli Buddel. So what is the concept of Efshaloli Buddel? So Efshaloli Buddel means that the Hana itself renders him involved. The fact that he is a Nene renders him involved already. Okay? You see? So Efshaloli Buddel means that he played no role in removing the state of being a Nene. You see, the state of being a Nene is not a neutral thing. The state of being a Nene is already a positive element. The Gavra is involved because he's a Nene. Now, if he doesn't do anything to oppose it, he allows it to endure, you see, then he's defined as involved. Okay? That's an element of involvement. Now, we'll see how the elements play out, but let's just define the elements, okay? So basically, that's what Rashi saying, Efshaloli Buddel. Efshaloli Buddel means like this, that since he's a beneficiary, he's already a Nene. Once the Gavra's a Nene, he's involved. Then all he has to do is just to allow that to take place. And if he allows that to take place, then the Gavra is considered involved. That's how Rashi puts it correctly, not in terms of being a determinant, because the truth of the matter is that he had route A or route B to get to point C. So he chose arbitrarily. I mean, where do you see that he was the determinant vis-a-vis the Hanoah? But Rashi explains that it's not a determinant that he caused it. Not causation. It's a conceptual idea. Namely, that since the Gavra is already a Nene, so if he does nothing to stand in the way of being in the state of a Nene, that's a positive thing. Okay? That's a Rashi. That's a Rashi Francis. Yeah, his concept. So that's a Rashi. So that's the Efshaloli Buddel. Okay. So Rashi says so where is Efshaloli Buddel? Where, in other words, he plays a role in allowing himself to be a Gavra Hanene and to the bargain he's a Mischavein, or even if he doesn't play a role insofar as allowing the Hanor to take place. But he's intentionally Mechavein. So what does it mean? Mechavein hu v'chovev hu lo lehonos, Rashi explains. Mechavein means that he's aware, there's intent, he's aware, and it's something that he enjoys. Okay? Something he enjoys. So if he's aware and he enjoys it, so those two factors, being aware and something... He intends to do it. He has intention. He's aware, and it's something which is pleasurable, which he wants, which is chaviv lo, which he wants. Chaviv is actually more than pleasurable. So pleasurable is just a physical response, a sensational response. But the chaviv means more, that in the higher realm of his mind he wants it. It's intent. It's related to intent. So therefore, so Rashi is saying that if insofar as the Gavra is concerned, it's something of intent, he's aware of it, and he wants it, it's chaviv lo, it's something that he enjoys, enjoyable, he finds it enjoyable, so then he's considered, vis-a-vis that Hanoah, that's considered, for an Odom, that's considered like a Maisa. Okay? That renders him into an Osa insofar as Hanoah is concerned. Okay, by Odom, that's what renders him an Osa. This, he doesn't have to do any Maisa. But since he values it, and he intentionally partakes of it, so then he's considered an osa. That defines him as an osa. Okay? Yeah, in order to be over, you have to be an osa. So that's what Rashi said. Then vis-a-vis Adam, if it's something that's chafiv lo, and he intends to be aware of the sensation, so, and it's chafiv lo, then the gavra is considered an osa. Okay, that's what Rashi said. Okay. Okay. Then even if it's what? Even if it's EF shaloli buddle, even though it's EF shaloli buddle, it'll still be chayef. Okay? Okay, there's one thing we should hear. Maybe later now. There's one thing we should hear here. That the case over here is the case of Ahanoa Bolol Adam Bal Karcha is where he initiates. Where he initiates the action, okay. In other words, he went on the trip. He initiated the action, okay. Yes, but let us say where he didn't initiate the action at all. For instance, he's sitting in a town, and suddenly the Reach Avodah Zarah passes by him, but he didn't play a role in initiating the action. So then, what would the halacha be if he's mechaveh? That's a question we just left as a question. Do we say that the kamachavein, where it's lo efsher, but lo efsher means he has two roots. He only has one root. I'm sorry, he only has one root. But he initiated he put himself on the root, and now he's mechavein. You see, so then it'll be awesome. But perhaps, I mean, if he didn't initiate it at all, it won't be us. Or does it make no difference? Do we say that that vis-a-vis Adam, he has an iser to be mechaveh? In other words, the question is there an iser to be mechaveh? Or do we say no? There's no issa to be machavein. He simply is an issa to initiate an activity where you're going to be a machavein. But if he didn't initiate it and he's there and it happened automatically, so then we don't know. I mean, perhaps not. We don't know. That was a question that we raised. Okay.
So you're saying
the question is machavein renders you an osa, but does it render you an osa if you didn't initiate it at all? Do you have to, can only render you an osa because you initiated the process, you went there. But if I didn't do anything, so can mechavein render me an osa just because I'm mechavein? Or do I say, no, I haven't played no role, I didn't do anything?
That's a good question.
Let's see, now where are we at? So where is mechavein no matter what? No matter what, all you need is the initiation. The fact that he initiated it, whereas mechavein, it's usher. Okay? Okay. So the Gemara says, lo efshev lo mechavein kul amala pligi d'shari. Alright? So that's very simple. Why? Because this lo efshev means that he played that he played no role. In other words, the hanor. See, what's the case of low efsher, low machaveh? It means like this. It means the gavra is a nene, right? But since it's low efsher, so he played no role in maintaining the state of a nene, right? And he was not machaveh either. So therefore, the gavra simply had no involvement. That's what Rashi says. Tati letter. Tati letter means that the gavra was not involved on any level. Okay, all he was involved in was that he was a nene. But he was a nene, but he played no role in sustaining the anah. Okay, because he had no choice. He was yefshlo the bottle, right? And also what? And also the gavra played no role mentally to be machaveh. Okay, and the mental aspect of being mechaveh played no role. So therefore, everybody holds in such a case the mere fact that he sensed Hanor, that's nothing. That's nothing. He passively sensed Hanor, that he's not considered an osa. He's definitely not considered an osa in that case. Okay. He can be. You could consider him an osa. We can consider him an osa if he's passively nena, but he plays a role in maintaining the state. That's a possibility. Or where the person is, or where the person actively, mentally, is involved as a gavra. But where he's simply a passive recipient of a hanor, okay? There the Gemara says, no question that what? Kulei Amar Pligi is definitely mutar. Okay. Ki Pligi, so what's the, where's the case where they, argue? The only remaining case, right? F Shivala Machavan. F Shivala Machavan. So it means where the machlokus is, where the gavra is a nene, he's passively a nene, but he plays, the only role he plays is that he allows it to continue. Or he makes it possible. He plays a role in making it possible. Okay, he wasn't bottled. He is the cause of its being sustained, its existence. Okay, he facilitates it. So he facilitates the Hanor, even though it's a passive phenomenon, the Hanor, but since he could remove himself from it, and he by doing nothing, is allowing it to continue, so we consider the gavra nosa, because Hanor renders him an osa. You see? That's really what the Gemara is saying. So it comes out, according to this formula, the Hanor, the passive Hanor, can render the gavra an osa as long as he facilitates it. He makes it possible. Okay? Yeah. F shalom, but that's the machlekes. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to show you where the derivation of machlekes is from. Okay, but that's the case where it's there's no mental involvement. There's no kavana involvement, but he has the hanor and he made it possible. Okay. So now the Gemara says that this whole machlekes of Abaye and Rava hinges on another machlekes. Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. First sight, it would seem to be pretty far removed from this question over here. Yeah. What's the machlekes of Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon? So the Gemara over here interprets the machlekes of Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon to be in the case with Gorer Safsol, let's say. So he's Gorer Safsol, and he makes a charitz, so it's choresh, but his intention really is simply to move the safsol from one place to another. Okay? Yeah. But the Gemara is learning like this. The Gemara is learning, so Rabbi Yehuda maintains that even if he's ein meschaven, he has no intention for the charitz. So even though his name is Chavein, nevertheless he's Chayev. Okay. And Rav Shimon maintains, no, since his name is Chavein, he had no intention, so you can't consider him an Osa vis-a-vis Malacha, because he had no intention, and Malacha requires that the Malacha's Machshavas, he has to be involved, the Gavra has to be involved. So where's his involvement? His name is Chavein. That's Rav Shimon. Okay. But the Gemara there's two possible cases that you could maintain that this machlekes exists. One case is where the safsol is very heavy, and it's efshir. In order for the safsol to get from place to place, so it's got to be dragged. Okay. The other way you could say, no, it's a light safsol. Okay. So the Gemara over here is interpreting, and we'll get it. The Gemara over here is interpreting that the machlekes is in which case? What?
Light one.
by where it's Efsher. By where it's Efsher. And I'm sorry.
As long as Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yehuda is in that picture.
All right. Give me the right answer. Now, Machlokes, no, not by Rabbi. Machlokes Shimon Rabbi Yehuda. Machlokes Shimon Rabbi Yehuda is in the case where it's low Efsher. Okay, the heavy Safsal. So in the heavy Safsal, so Rabbi Yehuda maintains he's still Chayef. Why? Why? So the, well, I will get back to why. All right. But Rav Shimon maintains that he's Pater. Right? Rav Shimon maintains that he's Pater. Okay. So why? Because Rav Shimon maintains that since it was Yefsher, right? I will have to break that. I mean, it's kind of going to one way. It's hard to move here on a basic level. Okay. According to Rav Shimon, since he was not machavein, so the gavra is not involved. The gavra is not involved. Okay. So let's understand the machlekes. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, what does Rabbi Yehuda maintain? Rabbi Yehuda maintains, even though it's Efsher, but nevertheless, and it's lo machavein, Efsher and lo machavein, right? Still he maintains Yechayev. Why Yechayev? Why Yechayev? Why Yechayev? Yeah. That's right. Because since it's Nichole, and he initiated the Maisa, and it's Nichole, so the Nichole alone is a Machayev. In other words, the initiation alone is a Machayev.
We call it passiveness. It's more than, passiveness.
It's Nichole. It's Nichole.
So in the other case, it was totally passive.
Yeah, but
here he's doing the Maisa.
Yeah. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Machayev is, since it's Nichole, and he initiates it, so that's all you need. So he's Chayev. Correct? Okay. And Rav Shimon maintains that the fact that it's Nichole is not enough. But what do you need? You require that he be a machavein. If the gavra is a machavein, so then we say the gavra is involved in the malacha. Okay, then the gavra is involved in the malacha. Okay. So where's the machlekes?
Yeah.
So the question is like this. Let's take Rav Shimon. So Rav Shimon says that you're pater. So the question is, why did Rav Shimon say the yapater? Did Rav Shimon say yapater because for him, in order to be chayev, the sole determinant is the kavanas agavra? The kavanas agavra is the element, is the essential element. And where kavanas agavra is lacking, yapater, because the Adam in malacha, the Adam that's involved in malacha, insofar as Adam, the essential thing is the kavanas Adam. Kavanas Adam is the essence. So therefore he maintains, as long as there was no Kavanas Adam, Rabbi Yehuda can't be right. It has to be Potter. Because okay, where's the Malacha? Nichole is not enough. Okay? But is that what Rabbi Shimon maintains? Or does Rabbi Shimon maintain that the reason why he disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda is because he maintains there's no involvement of the Adam in Malacha, where it's Nichole and where he initiates it, you see. That he holds no involvement. But let's say he plays another role in the Malacha, not only does he initiate it, but, and it's Nichole, but he makes it possible. He makes it possible. So therefore, in that case, Reb Shimon will be Moda. That's the question. All right, factually, that's the question. The question is, what is Reb Shimon's far? According to Rav Yehuda, there's no machlokes. Because according to Rav Yehuda, basically, what does he hold? As long as he initiated and it's Nichole, so then it's going to be Chayev. So therefore, in our case, where it's Efsher, V'lo kol machavein, and of course, it'd be chayef. There's no question. Even if it's low efshar, as long as he initiated. As long as he initiated, and it's nichole. So that's a Rita's position. As long as you initiate and it's nichalei, that's it. Okay. So therefore, in our case, we're efsher. The two roads, efsher, and lo kamachavein, Rabbi Yehuda would definitely hold. He'll even lo efsher. Since he's a nene, since the gavra's a nene, and he initiated it, so it's going to be us. Okay. So according to him, there's no question. According to everybody, there's no question of Yosef. But the question is, according to Rav Shimon, how do you interpret Rav Shimon? Why did Rav Shimon in Shabbos say that what? That Yepater, did he say Yepater because the essence of Adam's involvement is Kavanas Agavra? So if that's the essence, so then he would hold that what? Then he would hold that even by a Safsal Katan, right, where he not only initiates it, I mean, he makes the malacha possible, because he could have just carried it. So he makes the malacha possible. Nevertheless, Reb Shimon would maintain that there's no malacha unless you have the essential element of man, which is kavanas adam. That's Reb Shimon's position. If that's the case, so then our case by the hanoah above on bar karchai. So then what would it be? He'd be potter. He'd be mutter. Because there's no kavanas adam, which is the essential element. That's one way to interpret Rav Shimon. Okay, straightforward way. Rav Shimon has a very simple formula. He holds the essence of the asiyah of adam is totally in kavanah. So if there's no kavanah, so then there's no asiyah. Okay, and this and therefore, insofar as Hanos Issa, Bola, Lom, Bakorcha, as long as there's no Kavanah, there's no Osa, there's no Adam involved. There's no Adam involved, so there's Mutter. Okay. But you could interpret Rav Shimon differently. How? In other words, like this, that Rav Shimon maintains, but we'll take it in Shabbos first. Rav Shimon maintains that the fact that it's Nichole, really, the fact, the essence of the Machayev in Adam is the fact that it's Nichole. But you can't be Machayev and Nichalei with nothing. There's no Asiyah. It lacks an Asiyah. And he maintains initiation is not enough, the fact that he initiated. For the Nichalei, there must be something more. He must make the Nichalei possible. He must play a role in rendering the Nichalei, you see. That's what Rav Shimon, that's what Rav Shimon maintains. So he must play a role in the Nichalei, and there are two possible roles that he could play in the Nichalei. Either he plays a role where he's Mechavein, he has intention, in other words, the Nichalei is the Mechayev, but the Nichalei requires something of the Adam. So either he enhances the Nichalei by being Mechavein intentionally, so now the Nichalei is activated, so to speak, or he facilitates the Nichalei. He sets the stage for the Nichalei. He plays a role in setting the stage for the Nichalei. Okay? So if he plays a role in setting the stage for the Nichalei, so then the Nichalei is the Machayev. Okay? In other words, the question of the Machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is like this. Do we say that the Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, is Rabbi Yehuda maintains Nichalei is the essence, but of course you can't be Machayev person with Nichalei because it's Nichalei, you didn't do anything. So you need initiation. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Okay? Rabbi Shimon disagrees because he maintains, no, Nichalei is nothing. What you need is Kavanas or Odom in order to render in order to have an Odom involved in Malacha. You need Kavanas or Odom. So, but Nichalei is not enough. Kavanah is the essence of Adam, and if there's no Kavanah of Adam, then there's nothing. It's straightforward halacha. So if he maintains that way, so then that's a bias. That's what a bias says. So therefore, we don't have to care about Efshah, lo Efshah. There's one definition of Reb Shimon. Basically, is the Adam involved in an essential way, and what is the essence of Adam? His Kavanah. So his Kavanah is there, it's not there. Simple formula. If it's there, it's chayiv. If it's not there, it's pata. Okay. If you maintain that way, so then you'll hold like a baya. That what? That is mutter. But you don't have to interpret the machlokes that way. You can interpret the machlokes differently. That really, Reb Shimon agrees with Reb Yehuda. That once is nichalei already, So then the Adam is involved. But you can't be mechayev him because he didn't do anything. It's just completely passive. There's no active involvement. So Reb Yehuda maintains there is because he initiated it. And Reb Shimon maintains no. Initiation is not enough. But if he facilitates it, not only initiates it, but he actually facilitates it, so then the nichle is a machayef. Or if he involves his kavana in the nichle, he enhances the nichle. Now it's not simply nichle, but he's a machavein. So then he's actively involved again. You see? But it's the nichle which is really, he agrees with Reb Yehuda in the basic idea that the nichle involves the gavra. But the question is, when is the nichle a machayef? So that's the machlekes. Reb Yehuda holds, as long as he initiates, the nichle per se is the machayef. And Reb Yehuda holds, no, the nichle is a machayef, but you have to enhance the nichle, either through facilitating the nichle, or else through kavanas ha'odam that enhances the nichle. Not simply a nichle, it's machavein. So machavein. So then it's more than just a nichle. Then the nichle can be machayef. That's the question. Does Reb Shimon agree with Reb Yehuda in his basic idea that nichle is a machayev, really, essentially? But you need something to create the osa. To create the osa. So Reb Yehuda's criteria for the osa are different than Reb Shimon's. If you don't initiate, that's enough. Reb Shimon maintains, no, you need more. You have to enhance the nichle itself. Not simply because he was an initiator, and the nichle is machayev, but you have to enhance the nichle either through kavanas ha'adam or through facilitating the malacha, facilitating the nichle. Okay? So if you learn the machlekes that way, so then you're all like Rava. Why? Because hanoa habo lo la'odam bal korcho. And where it is loka machaving, but it's efsher. So what are you saying? So you're saying that it's a hanoah. The hanoah habo, the fact that the gavra is a nene in iser is equal to the nichalei malacha. Is equal to the nichalei. Is exactly equal to the nichalei malacha. The fact that he's a nene, because he's already involved because he's a nene. You see, he's already involved because he's a nene. So now the question is, how could I be mechayev him for the nene? So if I hold that there's only one way to be mechayev him, and that is nene is nothing really, but you must have the odom, the essential odom involved, so then you have to have mechavein. And as long as he's not mechavein, he's going to be mutter. That's a bayah. But if you hold that once he's a nene already, now all I need to do is to facilitate the nene. He's already a nene. Now the only thing is you have to qualify the nene. So how do I render the nene machayev or an osa? You render the nene machayev or an osa if the gavra somehow enhances the nene. He plays a role in the nene. So either he's a machavin for the nene, that role. Or else what? Or else it's Efshalolu Buddle. He renders it possible. He renders it possible. Right. He maintains the nana. It's Efshalolu Buddle. He maintains it. Okay. That's the first way. Right. Interesting Rambam. Let's say Rambam. Rambam's latest. Machalat Suras Perik Yadal Alach Yad Beis. The first Allah. So the Rambam says, Ha'ochel Machol. So the Rambam says, Ha'ochel Machol Mi Macholos Ha'asuros. Derech Schok. Like a joke at a party. He does it for a joke. Okay. Okay, Mesasek. Or he's unintentional. Unintentional. Not an onus, but it's unintentionally. He's derech mesasek. He doesn't care what he eats. He eats this or that, and he grabs this. Okay? Which is asur. Afal pi shalon eschaven legufa achila. The Ram says, interesting Ram. Even though it wasn't eschaven for the gufa achila. So the Ramsha said what? Hov v'nen achayef. Right? But the Ram says, "Hol v'nen echayev k'misha meschavein la'atzma shel achila." Okay, k'misha, he makes an equation here. In other words, he doesn't say yechayev because that's a Torah asad. The Torah asad achila. The Torah doesn't care whether you're meschavein or not. That's the nature of the yisur. As long as you're nene and you cause the action, yechayev. But the Ram doesn't say that. The Ram says, "Hol v'nen echayev k'misha meschavein la'atzma shel achila." So what does it mean? It means the prototype of Isser. The basic Isser requires that you're meschavein la'atzma shel achila. Why did Ram have to say that? Why didn't the Ram just say, there's no halacha in mechuyev to meschavein la'atzma shel achila? Where do you see halacha like that? You know what I mean? Ram could have said that there's no halacha in the Torah. Here's not a case for meschavein. There's no halacha. What your kavana is it doesn't play any role. So Ram doesn't say that. Ram says that it's as if he was mischavein la'atzma shel achila, which means that essentially the Torah is machayev you, in which case we are mischavein la'atzma shel achila. That's the prototype. Okay? But since you're a nene, you're considered as if you're mechavein la'atzma shel achila. Right? Cumbersome formulation. Yeah, why does Ram do that? Because the Rambam's really explaining what we're learning here, namely, that the only time there's a chiyuv is where in the osa ha'avera the full gavra is involved, and for the full gavra to be involved, you require mischavein la'atzma shel achila. Otherwise, the full gavra is not involved. The Torah is not machayev if the full gavra is not involved. But the Rambam says, since the Gavra is a Nene, that's involved. The Nene drags him in. The fact that he's a Nene and he initiates the Maisa, so the Nene itself is the involvement. What? The fact that he's a Nene, that's right, that's correct. Just the fact that he is he's in the state of being a nene, and he initiated that, and he initiates that state. So what? That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. That since he initiated the maisa, because he did initiate the maisa, and the gavra is and he initiated something where he's passively a nene, that's considered as if, that's what the Ram is defining. That's considered as if the gavra is fully involved and as if he's mechaven l'guf ha'achila. It's an interesting Rambam. I mean, the Rambam in a way corroborates our approach. I mean, he's involved in the same approach, basically. The whole question in the sugya is the involvement of the Odom in Isser. That's the question in the sugya. Okay? But the Torah's halachas have to be structured for Adam. Have to be structured for Adam. And Adam is a Baal Kavana. You can't just look at it physically because a person took chazer and ate it physically, that he's going to be over. You require the involvement of the Adam. So therefore the Rambam says that the prototype is the full involvement of the Adam. But if the individual, what is considered involvement? If he's a nene, since he's even though he's a passive recipient of the hanoah, but since he's a nene and he initiates that state, that's considered kavanah. And then the gavra is fully involved.
At what point the gavra is no longer
used? See, the fact that he's a nene has an effect on the gavra. It's true, it's a passive phenomenon. But the fact that a person's a nene has an effect on the individual, and he's aware of it, and therefore plays a role in rendering him involved as an adam. Provided that he initiates it. That's exactly what Rambam's saying. That's the Rambam. The Rambam says you can't speak of Isurim with regard to Adam unless you define what is Adam and what's the involvement of Adam. Isurim weren't giving to beings that are mechanical. It's giving to an Adam. So you have to. It's necessary to define the involvement of Adam. What's the definition? And that's what the Rambam's saying. So now the thing is like this. So now. But on a basic level, what the Gemara is maintaining is that it's the same elements It's a, the big, I mean, it's not so easy to explain it, but the Gemara is maintaining that on that the same elements of Odom vis-a-vis being a nene are the same elements of Odom vis-a-vis the creative process of Malacha. Vis-a-vis the creative process of Malacha. That's what the Gemara is saying. Because Malacha is also a product of Adam. And so Malacha must be measured insofar as the Adam is involved, insofar as the involvement of the Adam. So the Malacha is not a mechanical process. So therefore, what the Gemara is saying is that if insofar as Malacha is concerned, if I say that Nichole and the initiation is considered an involvement of Adam, so then it'll result in a Malacha. It'll result in a Malacha. And if I say that that's the case, that it'll result in a Malacha, it's enough to qualify the Asiyas Adam as a Malacha, then it'll be enough to qualify the Asiyas Adam insofar as Averas, insofar as being an Osir vis-a-vis the Avera of Anar. That's what the Gemara is saying. That both realms are identical. It's interesting, it's two different realms, because one realm is an active realm. Right. The other realm, it's a passive. Because he simply says, I know above Lama Bar Karcha. But the Gemara is...
Right. Yeah, but man.
Now that's correct, because Hanoah by man is not the Hanoah of an animal. That's right. The Hanoah by man is, that's what the Gemara is saying. Hanoah by man is not the same thing as Hanoah of an animal. But Hanoah by man means the Hanoah must involve the Adam, the man. And Malacha as well is something which has to involve the essence of the animal. So it doesn't make any difference in the fact that Malacha is active. And this is passive. It's the same question of, is the Adam here? Is he involved? That's the question. So and the Rambam shows the concept of the Adam is with regard to a Maisa Avera as well. So it comes out there are three areas where the concept of the Adam plays a role. Insofar as Maisa Avera, insofar as being passively a nene, okay, and insofar as Malacha also. Insofar as Malacha is concerned. Right? That's a common denominator. Where it's a benefit to the Adam is whether it's Nichalei or whether he's a Nena, where it's a benefit to the Adam, it plays a role. Because the benefit to the Adam plays a role insofar as Isser is concerned, insofar as his being an Osu vis-a-vis Isser, and the benefit to the Adam plays a role insofar as Malacha is concerned, insofar as the Adam being involved in Malacha.
But the, and he wants but to really put some other topics as well, but it'll be just nonsense. On those who are.
So I said, the guys are in the ruts. The whole sugya is based on a very sophisticated idea that it's not that Torah doesn't simply aser, it can't be net. It's not that, it's not so partial. That's not the simple formula. The formula is all mitzvahs are given to the individual as a gavra of Adam. So the mere fact that he has a spontaneous sensation of pleasurable sensation, that is not enough to say the gavra is involved. Okay. But nevertheless, the sensation does bring into play the fact that that is the haschola. If you want to define it, it's the haschola. A point of aschola of the Adam being involved. It's not nothing. You understand what I mean? So, for instance, if I hold lo kol mechavein an efsher, that it's awesome. Lo kol mechavein an efsher. That's rubber. That's rubber. Yeah. So if I hold mechavein, I mean, so then the gavra is definitely involved. So the gavra is definitely involved. But if I hold local, but even if I hold local machaven, but efsher, it means that since he permits it to take place, or he facilitates it. Okay, there's a big difference here in the sugi between the term facilitation and initiation. I mean, there's a big difference. So facilitation means that he had two roots, and he was responsible. because he had an option, he was responsible for. He made the Hanor possible. Played a role in creating the backdrop for the Hanor. So once he does that, so according to Rava, the Gavra is already involved. That's all you need. But why is he involved? He can't. See, the point is this. The point is that there is, over here in this sugya, what's elusive in this sugya is a certain abstract concept of involvement. It's not simply the sum of the parts. You know, you can't break it up into simply a sum of components. You know what I mean? It's the overall picture of the Gavra's involvement that emerges. You understand what I'm saying? So therefore, if you take two factors and join them, you're creating an entity of a, you're producing an entity of a Gavra that's involved. That's the concept of the sugya. The concept of the sugya is you can't just break it down into simple quantitative phenomena and just add them up mathematically. That's not the way the sugya works. You have to view the whole. There's a certain level where now, at this point, the Torah considers the Gavra involved. Okay, you see that from Rashi, because in Rashi, if you take a look, Rashi defines mechavein in two different ways. In the first case, he has, so Rashi says in the first case, Efshelomi Badel v'kom mechavein l'skarev kedei lehonos. Kigon reyach shel avodah zara. Okay. O afilu ef sheloli badul umiu mischavenu v'chovivu lo lehonos. So in the first mechaven he says mechaven l'skarev. You notice that he says mechaven l'skarev, right? And the second one he says he's not mischaven l'skarev because he only has one root, right? Umiu mischavenu. He's aware of it, v'chovivu lo lehonos. Correct? Yeah. So why? I mean, why does Rashi differentiate in his def? Why does he have two different definitions of mechaven? Why doesn't he just say in the first case something that stands out in Rashi? Why doesn't he just say in the first case that it's efshir and he's a mechaven, the same mechaven and chovivu? You see?
Ben
Achanan
is the same like.
I mean, I think our first answer was correct on that. That in the first case, Rashi's really giving you an example of the Maisa Hanor per se. That's like that's really considered a Maisa Hanor essentially. Right? Because he's Meschaven Leskarev. So that there's no question, because the Gemara is showing you that's the case with his full-fledged involvement of the Gavra. Right?
Yeah.
That's what he's showing you. I'm showing you that's the paradigm case of where the Gavra is fully involved. Where he's mischaven l'skarev lehonos, correct? But efshir become machaven is already a different definition. Over there, there is no maisa of being mischarev. So it lacks in the mice of being miscarried. The only thing that you have is the internal kavon of the gavra. So of a hanor. So over there we say that as long as the gavra is involved, even though he was not involved on being a miscarried to the hanor, it's not a real full-fledged mice hanor, because the Gemara is still showing you the levels of the involvement of the gavra that are possible. So there's a full-fledged involvement. The Gavra intends to be miscarried. That's the paradigm case of Isser. But even if you don't have that case, he's still considered a Gavra that's involved if he's a nene, but not just a passive nene. I mean, he's a nene bekavana. It means he's aware and it's chaviv and his value. He values it. He values it. As long as he values it, so then the Gavra is still considered involved. Okay? So that's how the Gemara starts off. Right? Then the Gemara says, Ki pligi the efshir v'lo machaven. Which means that what? Where he's not machaven, but it's only efshir. So it means that the level of the Adam is being reduced now to simply a spontaneous, pleasurable experience. But the Gavra facilitated the experience. So the question is, do I say that on such a level the Gavra is considered involved or not? So that's the case of Machlokes Abaye and Rava. Okay? Rava says he is involved and Abaye says he's not. Right? Okay. But now the Gemara says, keep pleading with Rav Shimon. Go ahead. So Machlokes with Rav Shimon is Machlokes with regard to Malach. But with regard to Malach, we have the same problem. Because in Malacha, you're not chayev unless the Adam is involved as a creative entity, right? So therefore, the Gemara says that's the same thing as the case of Malacha. So we have in the Gemara's line of Machlek is by what? Machlek Zubim Shimon is by Safsal Gadol. Yeah, so by Safsal Gadol, it's a yesh. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, why is it also? Because in Malacha there's a nichale, and the nichale in Malacha is the same thing as what as nene insofar as this is concerned. That's what the Gemara says. The same exact phenomenon. It's a nichale. So since it's a nichale already, his evaluation is involved. It's the human evaluation because it's a nichale. Just like by the Hanoah, by what? Just like by the Hanoah. Yeah. Nichol is considered involved. So Nichol is the key point that involves him in Malach. The question is, but just the Nichol alone is not enough because he's not actively involved. So therefore, you need Nichol plus something else. So Rabbi Yehuda maintains that all you need is the initiation in Nichalei. Right? So according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no question that in our case, where it's what? Where it's lo machavein?
And lo after, even if it's lo.
And, yeah, that's great. But our case is by lo machavein, but efshar. So according to Rabbi, there's no question that'll be that'll be
awesome. He facilitated even more.
Because not only did he initiate, he facilitated. So if initiation and nichale is enough to render the gavra as an osa and malacha, it's certainly if he facilitates it and he's a nene. So he's definitely is up. Right?
He's the
Makavi. Taisus considers exactly identical. That the fact that he's a nana vis-a-vis what? Vis-a-vis Isser is exactly parallel to a Nichole vis-a-vis Malach. Vis-a-vis Malach. Whatever you're going to say by Isser, if you say by Nichole vis-a-vis Malach, that if he initiates it, so he's going to be Chayev. So vis-a-vis Hanor. If he's physically a nene and he initiates it, it's going to be awesome. Rav Shimon on the surface, Rav Shimon maintains that what? That in order for the gavra to be involved, you need the kavonas agavra. The kavonas agavra. So there's two ways to explain Rav Shimon. Either Rav Shimon holds that because kavonas agavra is the essence of the gavra, so therefore once he's machavin, that's the essence. And that's why Rabbi Shimon is going to maintain that as long as his essence is kavana sodom is the essence. If kavana sodom is the essence, the kavana sodom means that he's aware and it's choviv, it's a conscious action, and he values it. It's conscious and valued. It means his consciousness is related to the fact that he values it. So it's kavana sodom. So the simple way to learn Rabbi Shimon is that kavana sodom is the essence. Rav Shimon holds kavana sodom is not involved. That's it. He's butter. Okay. If you say that, so then you're going to then over here as well. That you tell me that as long as kavana sodom is not involved, he's not an osa malacha. So he's not an osa insofar as the iser of being in any either, because kavana sodom is the essence, and the mitzvah is given for the other. So that's a bayah. Okay. But Rava maintains differently in Rav Shimon. Rava maintains that not that Rav Shimon maintains that the essence is what? The essence is Kavanas Adam. But Rav Shimon really has almost the same formula as Rav Yehuda. At the moment, it's Nicholai. And he's aware of it. And he initiates the Maisa. Already, there's a problem. The only thing is that Rav Shimon disagrees, because Rav Shimon maintains that initiation is not enough. But either he has to facilitate the Nicholai, either he has to facilitate it, which would mean where? In which case would that be in Shabbos?
Facilitate.
Either he has to facilitate it, or else the Nicholai must be enhanced. Either must be enhanced by the fact that not simply initiates it, but he facilitates it. Or it could be, it has to be enhanced by a positive kavana in the Nicholai. He enhances the Nicholai with a positive kavana. So if you learn Rav Shimon that way, so then what is the result? So it will come out that over here, since it's after, so he facilitates it, so according to Rav Shimon is chayav also. So that's the question of Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon maintained that the essence is necessary, which is kavana. That's a shita. Or no, he holds, he disagrees with Yehuda, that initiation alone in Nicholai is good. No, initiation in Nicholai is not enough. It's not, the other one's not involved. But if he enhances it by facilitating, then he's involved. Then the Nicholai is activated, and it's considered a malach. Or if he enhances the Nicholai being with a kavana, then the Adam is involved. You see? Okay? Yes. See, that's Rashi on Lo Efshir. Rashi says, the case where everybody agrees that it's Mutter. Lo Efshir, Lo Libuddle, the Lo Kamachavin Leonos, it means he didn't facilitate it. And the Gavra was what? Didn't enhance it, and what wasn't machavein? The ikatarti leheter, Rashi says. Lekuli amal lopli. Why does Rashi say tarti leheter? Because he's really anticipating the Gemara's pshat in Rav Shimon. You see, the Rav Shimon really maintains that's according to Rav's pshat in Rav Shimon. Right? That where is Rav Shimon matir? Where it's tarti leheter. What does it mean, tati leheter? It means the gavra is not involved. There's only a nichalei, and there's no involvement because of what? Because of either facilitating it, or the additional dimension of kavana. He didn't need the additional dimension of kavana to the picture. That's what Rashi's explaining. That's the tati leheter. That's what Rashi's bottom. It was the tati leheter, but now you see what the tati leheter is. Tati leheter is Rashi's explaining that in that case everybody's moda. Why is everybody moda in that case? Because in that case you only have the nichalei, and in Hanoah you only have the Hanoah, but the Hanoah was never enhanced either by what? By facilitation, or by what? The dimension of kavan being added to it.
Right.
So there everybody's moda, even Rava's moda. But the machlekes is going to be where you're missing one, you're missing kavana, and you only have the enhancement through what? Through the facilitation. So that's going to be that's going to be the machlokes. Why? Because it's a question of how you learn Rav Shimon. We know that Rav Shimon requires kavana, but we don't know why he requires kavana. Does he require kavana because he holds that's the essential element? You need that dimension. It's a qualitative dimension of kavana. If you don't have that dimension, so then there's nothing. If that's what he holds, it's a qualitative concept. So then over here as well, even though it's efshir, but you don't have that dimension, so you can't be chayef. You can't be awesome. But if you hold the Rav Shimon wasn't speaking in qualitative terms, it's not because he needs this qualitative dimension, but because he holds Melechus Shabbos, that the nichalei alone isn't enough. But if you add the fact that the gavra facilitates it, so now the gavra is involved. So now he is involved. So if that's the case, if that's the idea in Rav Shimon, so of course Rav Shimon would also wear would answer by Kalim Safsalkot. Then he'd answer, by Safsalkot. So the question boils down to, does Rav Shimon answer by Safsalkot? Correct? So now the Gemara says, Ikadami, Efshir Lo Machav and Ainu Vayri Rav Shimon. In other words, that everybody's learning Rav Shimon to mean what? To mean that you need the dimension of Kavana. And without the dimension of Kavana, even by Safsal Kotin, it's nothing. Because as long as you have the dimension of Kavana, so the Nichole alone is nothing. You have to enhance the Nichole with the dimension of Kavana. It's a qualitative idea that it requires Kavana. So therefore, and Reb Yudah maintains that what? That is not so. It's not so. You don't need Kavana. As long as he's involved in some manner where he facilitates it or he initiates it. So then it's awesome.
He wouldn't hold any.
Lo efshiva lo kamachavein kuli amalo pligi deshari. Why? Because in other words, Reb Yehuda is more than the case of Safsal Gadol. Correct? So lo efshiva lo kamachavein kuli amalo pligi deshari. So in the case of Safsal Gadol, he's more that initiation is nothing. But if he facilitates it, that's where the machlokes is. That if he facilitates it, and it's a nichalei, and he facilitates it, then it's considered an osa with regard to malach, right? Okay. So if he facilitates it, and it's nichalei, he's considered an osa with regard to malach. And Reb Shimon argues, no. Reb Shimon, as long as the dimension of kavana is absent, so the gavra is not considered an osa. Okay, so the same thing over here with regard to Issa. He's not considered an osa maisa vera as long as the dimension of Kavanah is not involved. Right? So where's the machlekes? Where's the machlekes? Ki pligi the lo efshiva kamachave. But let's say you'd have the dimension of Kavanah, but there's no facilitation. Correct?
Yeah.
But you just have the dimension of Kavanah alone. Okay? Va'aliba de Reb Shimon de Ozel Basa Kavanah Kuliyamala Pligadi Asa. Why? So the question is, how does the Gemara know? Now the Gemara is saying, Amachlokes by Safsal Kot. Nigdami. And Reb Yehuda would hold a Mischavanis Potter where he only initiates it and he doesn't facilitate it. By Safsal Kot. And Reb Shimon holds, but he holds in Safsal Kotin since he facilitates it, even though his name is Chavein, he's Chayv. And Reb Shimon holds no, he's Potter, because he's not Mechavein. But how do you know, but if he's Mechavein, he's Chayv. How do you know Reb Shimon maintains that in the case of Safsal Gadol, Safsal Gadol, where you have Kavana, but he didn't facilitate it, that he's still Chayv? Maybe he holds in that case to be Potter?
Does that next piece give
Gemara, what the Gemara holds over here is that there's no tziruf between Efshir and Mechaber. There's no combination. It has to be a combination here. You see, if you hold Mechavein is Osir, and you hold that Efshir doesn't do anything, as long as the Gavra is not Mechavein, so even though it's a Nichalei, and even though he facilitates it, you're telling me it's nothing. Why? Because you're lacking Kavanah so Gavra. Then it doesn't make any sense to say that when you have Kavanah Sagavra, you need Efshir also.
Right.
That's like two things. It's like right. Two. That's like two things that are unrelated. That's like it's tarti in the other direction. We could say that's what Rashi said before. You know that the tarti leheter. That you could say, but you can't say over here that this tarti is not going to make any sense. To say that because once you're saying facilitation, Rabbi Shimon is saying facilitation is nothing. And it is a nichalei. So why not? Because you lack the essential ingredient of the gavra, the dimension of kavana. So now you're going to say you have the dimension of kavana, but you need facilitation. Also, what's the tzirut in facilitation and the kavana? So if you hold the other way, that what? That even if you don't have kavana, you're chayiv. So then you could say that the facilitation. You need facilitation because of the nichalei. Because the nichalei alone is nothing, so you need facilitation. But if you're going to say that facilitation is nothing, because you're lacking the dimension of kavana, what you're saying is the essential element of kavana is what is necessary. Then you can't say if you have the essential element, because he didn't facilitate it, that's going to be pata. That the Gemara is not mistaken, because there's no tziruf between those two. So that's the Gemara. There's a tziruf between efshir and nichale, but there's no tziruf between efshir and machabe. There's no tziruf between them. So in nichale, you're saying, yeah, nichale is good, but the only thing is, I didn't play any role. So you say, okay, efshir, now you played a role. But if you're going to say machaven is the essence, so that's a qualitative dimension in all that. That dimension is, I don't care what you have, if you don't have that dimension, you're not chayav. So then it's the dimension which creates the chayav. So then even though it's efshir, even though you can't say you need efshir to the bargain also, efshir doesn't play any role over here. You see, all you need is the to initiate it. See, that's how the Gemara says. That's the straight way to learn. Don't just say there's two things. There's two things. You can't just have two things. The two things have to be mitzuref. So the Gemara is saying that according to Rav Shimon, it's not possible to say there's a tziref. Because since Rav Shimon holds, even though it's efshir and nichale is nothing, why? Because you're missing the essential dimension of kavana. So that means he holds that's the essence. And you can't say anymore that you need an efshir also. But you need a little help over there. I mean, he initiates it. That's it. The gavra is involved. The essence of the gavra is involved. That's what the Gemara is saying. That's the clear. Because you don't say a svara that has two things. You know what I mean? This is the cause and this is the cause. Which is it? You know what I mean? You don't say two elements.
Right.
If you say two elements, you can say two elements in the opposite direction, like Rashi says before. Where you have no involvement, neither here nor there, then we could say it's mutter. That's Rashi before. Tati la tera. But you can't say this kind of a tati, you can't say, because this is not a logical tati. In the formula of the machayev, there has to be a tziruf. You can't just say, because in the cheshbon, you need this also. Because I haven't shown you in terms of cheshbon that this case is, according to Rav Shimon, is awesome. You have to look at it conceptually. Conceptually, if you tell me that the only thing that the reason why efshir is no good and nichal is no good because you need the essential dimension of kavana. So once you have that kavana, you have to say that's yes. Of course, I have to initiate. Doesn't initiate isn't even doing it. But that's the gemara basically. That's the svara gemara. Okay. So that's the gemara. So according to Rav Shimon, kulei amalop. If you say the machlekes is by safsel katan, so according to Rav Shimon, it's kulei amalopligi because Rav Shimon holds even though efshir it's not enough because you need the dimension of kavana. So then you must say he holds that kavana is the essence. So then even though it's not efshir, but he initiates it, but the kavana is the essence. That's his argument. That's Rav Shimon's argument. So then you'll kulei amalopligi that as long as he's a machavein, even though it's the efshir, it's got to be awesome. But keep ligi, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yudah. I'll leave it to Rabbi Yudah. The amar lo shno mischavein, lo shno ein mischavein. Efshir is awesome. Okay, so Rabbi Yudah maintains by safsel katan that what? As long as it's nichale and it's efshir, so I don't care whether the dimension of kavan is involved or not. Nevertheless, it's awesome. Right. So yeah. So lo shno mischavein, lo shno ein mischavein. Efshir is also. So now we have tricky. So now it's tricky.
How do we know that also, though?
Oh, what?
Well,
no.
Again, we're starting
at
the same point. We only know.
Yeah. Okay. But now in Rav Yehuda, questions like this. According to how does Rav Yehuda understand this theoretically? In other words, Rav Yehuda maintains it's safsel katan, right? Safsel katan. Rav Yehuda says that it doesn't matter whether it's machaven or not. It doesn't have to be machaven. You don't need the dimension of kavana. Gemara expressed itself very beautiful. Lo shna mischaven, lo shna ein mischaven. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda negates kavana saladam. Now, does he negate kavana saladam? Because he holds it's irrelevant here, and he holds what's relevant here in malacha is simply if he facilitates. You need the act of facilitation to be mechayev. And he simply disregards Kavanas Adam. Kavanas Adam plays no role. But what is the mechayev? The mechayev according to me is a different mechayev. Rabbi Yehuda argues, and Rabbi Shimon maintains that the essence is what? It's Kavanas Adam. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you're making a mistake. It's not Kavanas Adam. But it's something different over here. What is it? It's the fact that he makes it efshar. The fact that he facilitates it. Because in Malacha, it's the asiyah of facilitation that's the mechayev in Malacha. So I don't care about his kavanah. Kavanah is very nice, but that's in his head. But what you need to be mechayev is not what's going on in his mind, but you need the concrete category of asiyah. And where do you have the concrete category of asiyah? When? Where it's efshar. So Rabbi Yehuda is in complete disagreement with Rav Shimon, because they argue it's a completely diverse criteria over here. According to Rav Shimon, what's the criterion? The dimension of Kavanas Adam. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, what's the criterion? The Asiyas Adam. Kavanah doesn't play any role at all. So if that's the case. So then, lo efshir v'kol mechavein, what is Rabbi Yehuda going to hold? Mutter. Because that's absolutely worthless. Doesn't matter what goes on in his mind. Doesn't matter. That's the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Abaye k'Rabbi Yehuda. So Abaye comes out exactly like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay? That's a biased position, that the machlekes in Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon is a qualitative machlekes. Each one has his own specific criterion. Okay, is the criterion Kavanas Adam, or is the criterion Asiyas Adam? So if it's Kavanas Adam, so then it's going to, then Sassel Kutten is going to be Mutter. It's no Kavanas Adam. And as long as there is Kavanas Adam, the essence of Adam is involved, so by Isser, it's going to be absolutely awesome. Okay, that's Rav Shimon. So, Kuli Amalo Pli. But Rabbi Yehuda maintains it's a different criterion. The criterion is asiyah. If the criterion is asiyah, so that's why he's mechayev over here, because lo shnei mischaven, lo shnei mischaven. I don't care about if it's mechaven or not. Because kavanah doesn't play any role. What plays a role is asiyah. So efshar plays a role. So Rabbi Yehuda holds, argues, and negates Rabbi Shimon's criterion completely, and he holds that doesn't mean anything. So therefore, what does mean something? The asiyah. So therefore, as long as there's no asiyah, he would hold, if that's the case, then Rabbi Yehuda is going to maintain as long as there's no asiyah, so he's potter. So it'll come out that Rabbi Yehuda is going to be a mako over here. Because Rabbi Yehuda over here, since it's efshar, so I don't care if he's machabe. I don't care if he's machabe. Correct? That's Rabbi Yehuda's position. Asiyah is the criterion.
Okay.
Yes. The Rava Amalach. Ad kam lakom rebida she'ein mischavein ki mischavein elo l'chumra. Avo mischavein she'ein mischavein l'kulo lo amar. Lo. Lo. So lo. Okay, period. Yeah. So what does Gemara say now? Reb Yehuda never said that there's no such thing as kavana. Kavana sa'odam. He never said it. He never said Kavanas Adam is that Rav Shimon is wrong in pointing to Kavanas Adam as an element. All he said was that Lechumra, that even if you don't have Kavanas Adam, as long as you have Asiyas Adam, then it's okay.
It's not necessary.
It's not necessary. But he never said Kavanas Adam doesn't play a role. No, on the contrary. He holds that if you have Kavanas Adam, then the Adam is essentially involved. He agrees with that. If you have Kavanas Adam, then the essence of Adam, the dimension of Adam is essentially Kavana. And if you have that, it's definitely considered Asa. He just said L'chumra. He said L'chumra. In other words, he said if you don't have it, then Asiyo alone, it will be Mechayev. But he never said L'kula, that kavana is nothing, and if you have kavana, that it's completely mutter, and kavana Rav Shimon is completely on the wrong trail, and he is identifying kavana as a significant element in Asiyas Adam, he never held it. That's completely wrong. No, on the contrary, he agrees with that. But else you don't need that. Else even if you don't have that, as long as you have a siyas adam, then, and it's nichalei, so that's considered malacha. But kavanas adam, certainly. So therefore, Rav will say, so that's the question, that's the question Rav Yehuda. How does Rav Yehuda hold? Does Rav Yehuda completely diametrically opposed to Rav Shimon? Rav Shimon's criterion is kavana, and his criterion is asiya, and he disregards Rav Shimon's criterion? Oh no! You could say he holds, that certainly is also. Because we have the mention of kavana, that's certainly malacha, it's not a question about it. But even if you don't have it, if you have nichalei and he facilitates it, so then that's enough. Then that's malacha. That's malachas machshavas. That's enough to be malachas machshavas. But kavanas adam is certainly. Okay, that's the gemara. That's Rav. Okay, that's the gemara. All right.
He initiated.
See, it's true he initiated, but vis-a-vis the malacha must be an osur. According to Abaya requires that vis-a-vis the malacha must be an osur. So therefore, if it's only going to be an osur where it's efshe, where he can achieve his objective in another way, now vis-a-vis the malacha is an osur. But according to Abaya, it's called a osur by malacha. So that's be asiya. Must be asiya. Kavana is kavana. It's true. Kavana is everything. Kavana is very good for learning and very good for tefillah. But for malacha to be chayiv, you need kol ha'osa. You need an asiya. And vis-a-vis the malacha, as long as there's no asiya, so I mean, so Abaya holds that that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's completely pata. Yeah.
Could you say on the same thing that like this? Is that what? Why is it asher?
According to the Abaya, you need the quality of osa. In Rabbi Yehuda, in the Igadamri. Okay? It's a certain quality. You don't have that quality, so then you can't, so then you can't machayev him, and you can't ask him. That's what he said.
But it's no longer be specific.
That's an interesting point. The point is that you could say, with regard to malacha, it's not conceived, you need asiyah. But the Gemara does not differentiate between malacha and Gemara saying that. I mean, it's a good point you mentioned, but I'm just going with the Gemara. So the Gemara says that if the regard for Shabbos is not considered osa b'malacha, so with regard to the Isser of Hanoah,
he's
also not considered, you need an osa, because the aver is a los asa. You must have asiyah. You must have asiyah sa. Otherwise, it's not osa. So even though he's called Mechavein, it doesn't matter. Mechavel and all doesn't matter. Tosfos is saying now, with the Pesukim, he introduced the concept of separation. That our Gemara is only speaking that according to the first way, the Machlokes is in Rav Shimon. And according to Rava, as long as it's Efsher, it's going to be awesome. Even if it's not Mechavel. Because Reb Shimon maintains not just that kavana is machayev, but even if facilitates it, it's machayev. So because Reb Shimon, because Reb Shimon is only matir where it's the efshe, but where it's efshe is not matir. It's not matir. So that's rough. But Abai is going to hold a what? That it's mutter. Why? Because Abaya holds long is not machavein. So then we say that it's the Rav Shimon holds potter and over here it's going to be mutter. But Taisfa says, but there's one problem that Rav Shimon maintains that potter as long as it's not a psik reisha. And if it's a psik reisha, he holds yachayev. So you're going to have to say over here that the case of Hanoah, Abola, La'odam, Al-Karchai is only mutter according to Abaya by Efshir v'loika machaven if it's not a psik reisha. But if it's a psik reisha, then it's going to be awesome. Okay?
And if it's low Efshir?
Well, that's right. I mean, according to the first way, I mean, even by low Efshir, Rav Shimon is mutter, psik reisha. That's what's bothering the pshat and taste. What's bothering Tosfos is that you're going to have to assume, make a tacit assumption that the Gemara is speaking in a case where there's no where there's no persecration. You don't see it in the whole sugya. That's his bothering basis. So first day's possibility was that it's true. The Gemara is speaking where there's no persecration. But the whole question is Midrabban? So I know Abolam Bar Kocha is Drabban. And the case of Gora Mita Vachisa Sassel is Drabban. So Taisu says you can't say that because then if that's the case, then when the Gemara can't bring in derisas like Me'ilo, but the Gemara has to say there are differences, segregation, obsegration. The Gemara doesn't mention anything. So therefore, you have to say that I know Bola Lona Bakocha is Midaraisa. And the Gemara is basing it on the underlying machlekes of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon Midaraisa. And therefore, segregation plays a role. So if that's the case, so then you're going to have to say over here that there is no segregation. But the only thing is what you mentioned. The thing I don't understand, Taisu, is it seems to me that there's no analogy between Shabbos and between Hanoah. That in terms of saying is the Gavra involved or not, so there you can say it's the same thing because you need the Gavra involved in the Malach. So Amos Chavin, if Amos Chavin is mutter, if Kavon is not considered an entity with regard to Malacha, because the Odom is not involved in Malacha, so then I would say the same thing with regard to Hano, that he's not involved, so you can't answer him. The Odom's not involved in the Yisr. But in terms of Psikratia, it would seem that Psikratia is a Halacha that's unique for Malachas Shabbos, because you're dealing with a different kind of Kavonah. You're saying, if he, what do you mean his name is Chavim? But he knows it's going to happen because of psikration. So psikration means that in terms of malacha, the gavra is...
He knows it's going to happen.
...is an osa malacha. Is an osa malacha. But in terms of being a nene, anoa bol alonu bakocho, even though it's a psikration, but since the gavra is not involved in the hanois, he's not considered a nene on the level of Adam. And psikration doesn't change that. That's the way it would seem to me. In other words, it's two different things. That the fact that it has nothing to do with psikratia is a concept of malach. That you're saying the osa, the kavana sa osa. The kavana sa osa it removes him from, because his name is chavin. But if it's a psikratia, so then in kavana malach it makes sense. But in terms of hanoa, bolo, lo, bakorcho, I mean, you're saying the gavra is not involved. So what the kif's psikratia is going to be? There's none of the psikratia. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, you're saying it's mutter because the gavra is simply not defined as a nena. As a gavra is not a nena. So what do I care if it was a psikratia or if it wasn't a psikratia? Psikratia is a concept of malacha. And I see it's malacha. It's not a concept. And the fact that it's a psikratia has to do with a seal. Doesn't have to do with, if you're telling me it's not a nena, what's the difference if he definitely is going to encounter the Hano or he's not definitely going to encounter the Hano? It doesn't make any sense over here. That's what I don't understand. It doesn't make any sense in terms of the analogy of the Gavra Nene. Because the fact that he's, if he chooses this road, he's definitely going to encounter the Hano or he's not definitely going to encounter the Hano. So what is it that makes him an Nene? I mean, you're telling me he's not an Nene because the Gavra's not involved. So what do I care if it was a psikratia to be an Nene? It doesn't make any sense to me. That's the only thing. Right. So what we were saying is that Taisa's question of psikration really is difficult to understand because it's not the same. It's not the same kavana. I mean, kavana malacha is halacha and maisa, where there's an objective to accomplish something in malacha. So therefore, we say that if it's a psikration, so it's considered machaveh. But here, kavana simply means the state of the gavran so far as He's considered involved as an Odom in the Hanoah, especially according to Ritvah.
Yeah, I was thinking that you couldn't.
Yeah, right. According to Ritvah, has nothing to do with Kavanas Odom. It means that if in fact he is an Nene, if in fact it's something that he values and he is an Nene, it doesn't have to do with an active Kavanah. It's a different concept, but it means the. It's only the same. The Gemara is equating the two insofar as the element, that element is involved. That element of man is involved, but it's involved in a different way, in terms of a hanoah, than it is involved in terms of a accomplishing an asiyah. You see, so the whole concept of sick ratio really doesn't apply. But anyways, I mean, that's a difficulty in Tysus. I mean, especially going to the Reform, see clearly. But even going to Rashi, where I don't know the answer to how Tysus answers this one. But because Nikki asked a good question, I just want to mention. So it's a very sharp point. That he said that why can't you say that according to the let's work it out. Okay, so Kaznicki's question is like this, that maybe it'll make a difference, let's say, according to the first way, according to Rava. So according to Rava, what do we maintain? That either it's Kavana, or it's the fact that he's, or the fact that it's Efshir, right? Either Efshir or Kavana will be Asa, according to Rav Shimon. In other words, Rav Shimon didn't simply say that you need Kavana Badafka, but he said if it's Nicholai, and you have either it's enhanced by Efshir, or it's enhanced by Kavana, so then it'll be chayev, and similarly over here, in either case it'll be chayev. If it's efshir or if it's mechavan, so efshir v'lokam mechavan will be aser point to rava. So Kaznicki's question is, but e efshir according to everybody is mutter. So maybe e efshir and psik ratio will be considered like efshir. Correct? I mean, the straight answer to that question is before the Igadamri, the answer is simply that it's still not the same. Because in Efshir, he is enhancing the Hanor in Efshir. But in Efshir and Psik Resha, that's a halacha in Maisa. It's not a halacha in enhancing the Hanah. He's not doing anything to enhance the Hanah. So conceptually, it doesn't. It's not the same. Correct? Conceptually, it's not the same. But what about, your question was, what about according to the Kedamri? Remember, then we answered, right? Yeah, that's correct. But so in the Ikid, the Amri, the Machlekes is according to Rav Yehuda. But they're the same Machlekes, whether Rav Yehuda maintains an either or. It's the same Machlekes as well, right? You know, does Rav Yehuda require, or Rav Yehuda requires Maisa alone? Correct? So there, Kaznicki's question can come in. That, but everybody holds, so there the machlokas is, and the machlokas is in which case, in Lo Efshir,
machlokas
Rabbi Yehuda by Rava is going to be, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and Mischavin and Lo Efshir. So Kaznicki's question could be in the Ikedamri. Why? Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, okay, but it doesn't matter, I mean, Svara shouldn't make any difference. And according to Abaye and the Ikedamri, why is he holding this mutter? Because he holds Rebuta and insists on Osa, on Efshir, right? And over, and it doesn't matter that he's Machaving, because that doesn't play any role. The main thing is in terms of Asiya, right? So therefore, according to Abaye, if he it doesn't matter that he's Machaving, as long as he's not an Osa, because it's Efshir, so then it's mutter. So Kaznicki's cash will be over here. In this case, why don't, if it's a psik ratio, why don't we say it's considered like Efshir? Because it's a psik ratio, and over here dealing in the framework of Asiya. Correct?
Right.
Not like before, not like the first Lashon.
But
it won't work. Won't work, because the thing is that according to Rav Yehuda, even if he's Meschaveng by Safsal Guttel, then he's Potter. Right? Even in his Mechavim. Why? Because he's not considered he's not involved in the Asiya. And the Kavanah is nothing. So, Kal Vachomer, if he's not Mechavim, then it's a psik ratio.
What was wrong with your answer?
I mean, that's what Yaakov's saying. That's right. That according to Rav Yehuda on Shabbos, in Safsal Gadol, even if it's a psik resha, he's going to hold his putter, according to Abaya.
In that case,
correct?
That's right.
I mean, maybe you're arguing, saying maybe Rav Yehuda would hold, would agree that psik resha would be us in that case. It doesn't, because you don't know. Since the machlekes is in the case where it's not a psik resha.
Right.
Because otherwise, Shem would not be mater.
Yeah. But it didn't also say.
No, but I think the answer, forget about the cheshbon. The answer is a very logical one. The answer is that you can't, you simply have no right to say that psik resha and e efshir is equal to efshir. Because in efshir, he intends to do it. In Efshir, he intends to do it, and it's not the same case. In Psik Resha and the Efshir, there's simply no comparison conceptually between those two things. Okay? I mean, that's the answer. That's the answer to Gaznik's question. It's simply conceptual. In other words, my point is that even though it's a Psik Resha, he still didn't facilitate the Hanah. I mean, it's not the same thing. It's just not the same thing. It's not the same thing. Period. That's it. Okay. Yeah, that's correct. I mean, in other words, you can't compare these two things. Let's say Rabbi Yehuda, according to Abaya. So the Machayev is because he facilitates. Because it's Efshir. But if it's Efshir, he never facilitated. What a case of Psik Resha. You can't tell me, you can't say that we didn't facilitate it. We just initiated because it's a Psik Resha. That's why it's considered like he facilitated. There's no equation like that. It's two different things. That's correct. Psik resha making us, if the essence is kavana, then we say that you can't say you're in the kavana. But it can't. Yes, that's correct. That's if you hold kavana is chayim, so then you say you can't say your name is chavan anymore if it's a psik resha. But you can't say that an efshir and a psik resha is going to render the person into an efshir. An efshir facilitator. That's the answer. Okay. Okay, so the Mashal raises another question. I mean, I don't know what Fred's raising it, but he just says that there's another possibility here. Another possibility. He doesn't miss any session. So the Mashal says, you could say that the Machlekes Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon is by Efshir. Okay? Machlekes Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon is by Efshir. And is by Safsal Katan. Okay? And it comes out that, so that's Efshir v'lo kamachave. It's Machlekes Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
But if it's what? Now let's say, for instance, it's Efshir v'lo kamachave, what would be in that case? So I said you could have Machlekes Abaye Rav in that case. That Efshir v'lo kamachave. Then that Rava will say, he'll say us, he'll say that's Rav Yehuda, and Abaya will say Ad Kam LaKomer Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda only said that what, that it's us by Efshir, but by Efshir he holds it's Mutter. That's the Mashal's possibility. Okay, you could say like the Ikidami and Machlokes Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon is an Efshir.
Right.
But now, what would the halacha be on efshir? The further extension of it, an efshir v'lo machavin. So efshir v'lo machavin, Rav Yehuda asked. What about efshir v'lo machavin? So he said, you could say. So the Mishnah says that in that case, he says machlokes Abaye and Rava. That Rava will say that's like Rav Yehuda. It was asur, and Abaye will differentiate. He'll say that when did Rav Yehuda say that it's asur only by efshir? Yeah, but what he's doing is, yeah, but he's saying what he's doing is he's taking the way the Lishna Basra is learning Rav Yehuda Machlokes, and he's saying you could still say the Machlokes of a Abaye of a Rava will be in a different case, in the case of the Gemara doesn't say that. Right,
the Gemara doesn't say it. They can deduce it.
You can deduce it. You can say that's what he's saying. You can deduce it.
Yeah.
So you could say that the Machlokes of Abaye and Rava will be in the case of Efshir of a Lo Kamachave. That's right, but the Gemara doesn't say that. Gemara says Ef Shalom Kavim Elokim Kulam Lo Plikin Shari. Right?
That's
yeah.
A Bible
Rova
touch.
Right.
No.
It's interesting. The Gemara says Lo Ef Shalom Kavim even the Lishna Basra Kulam Lo Plikin Shari. That's against the Marsha. The Marsha is saying that the Gemara could have said that the machlokes, that that's the machlokes. That keep pleaded the low effort, keep pleaded the low effort. The machlokes of Rabbi Yehuda Shimon is going to be like the Kedamri. The machlokes will be in the case of where, in the case of Efshim. And instead, the Gemara is saying, why does the Gemara say? I mean, it's kasha. I don't see why he thinks it's kalav and it's kasha. Low Efshim, low kamachavein, kulamal pleaded shor. No, why don't you say that that's the machlokes? That's his question. Why don't you say that that's the machlokes of Bayan Rav? That according to Rava, you'll according to Rava will say that it's usher. Rava will say that's usher, and Abaya will say no, it's mutter. Why? Because if you'd only said it's usher in the case where it's Efshar, but he Efshar, he's going to hold that it's mutter.
So he's turning into the machlokas we had in the Lishna Kama.
So that's something the Mashal is proposing. Another possibility. Okay, another possibility. So I want to answer the Mashal. In order to answer Mashal's horror, I think what you have to do is simply let's understand what the whole sugya revolves around. Okay? The first lashon in the Ikedamri. And we have to define what does it revolve around, the first lashon in the Ikedamri. Okay? Yeah. I mean, to understand it more simply, what the Gemara is saying, the Gemara has one theory. Really. The whole thing revolves around one theory. Is there tziruf or not? That's what it revolves around. Correct? Is there tziruf or not? That's really the underlying question in both lashonos. Okay, let's take the question is there tziruf or is it absolute? That's the question. That's the whole question in the sugya. Is it tziruf or is it absolute? That's the ikad da'amri in the first lashon is just the question of how it spells itself out. But the underlying question is there tziruf or is it in absolute terms? Right? The only thing is like this. The difference between the first lashon and the second lashon is, according to the first lashon, what the Gemara is saying is... it's everything like this. In other words, the difference between the first lashon and the second lashon is where the tziruf appears. I mean, according to the first lashon in Rava, and the second Lashon and Rava is both the same in theory. The only question is it in Reb Shimon or in Reb Yehuda? Correct? Right? Okay. So, they're the same in theory. The question is it in Reb Shimon or Reb Yehuda? So, if it's in Reb Shimon, so the question is, does Reb Shimon have absolute Kavana? Is Kavana an absolute in Reb Shimon?
Right.
Or... does Reb Shimon maintain it's not an absolute, but Nichole is really the Machayev, but either you enhance it with Kavana or you enhance it with the Tziruf of Efshim, right? So according to the first Lashon, the absolute that we're dealing with is Kavana. And that's really the question. The question is, does Reb Shimon have an absolute of Kavana? That's the only thing, and then if he holds away, said Nefshiv Loka Machavin is going to be Mutter, that's going to be like a Baya, or the whole like Rava, that there's no absolute, and there's no absolute of Machavin in Reb Shimon, but Machavin just enhances the Nichola. So there's a Tziruf, that's what I mean by Tziruf, that's the concept. So the question, that's really the essential question in the Gemara, is there an absolute, or is there a Tziruf? Now the difference between the first Lashon and the Ikad Amre is just in which terms we're dealing with an absolute Tziruf. In the first Lashon, the question of absolute and Tziruf is in the Odom, is in the elements of the Odom. Of course, we're talking about Kavana. Is Kavana an absolute? Or, according to Shimon, or it's not an absolute, but it simply enhances the Nichalei, and it's a matter of Tziruf. It's a Tziruf of the Nichalei and the Kavana that creates the Osa. So then you could have a Tziruf of Efshir and Kavana also to create the Osa. So it's in the elements of Adam. According to the Ikad Da'amri, it's in the halachic elements of Osa.
Right.
You see? That is the absolute. Does Reb Yehuda hold of the absolute in terms of the halachic absolute of Osa? So then it's only Efshir. Or no, does he hold it's not an absolute that you need Osa? So even if it's Efshir, but he holds that Kavanas HaOdom, renders him an oser b'tziruf. Correct? In other words, that kavanas ha'odom, that kavanas ha'odom gives him a din of an oser. Or do you need the absolute of asiya mamish, the halachic absolute of asiya? So the question, the difference between the first lashon and the ikad the amri, revolves around which, what's the nature of the absolute that the machlekes is telling it. According to the first lashon, the nature of the absolute is an absolute in terms of the elements of Adam. Is the absolute, it is kavan an absolute or kavan is not an absolute? According to the ikad the amri, the question is there an absolute of oser? Or no, again, it's simply tziruf. But the whole sugis ha-gemara revolves around this question. This is the question. The question is whether there is an absolute or whether it's tziruf. Is the absolute in terms of kavana, or the absolute is in terms of the din, the halachic din of asiya? Is there an absolute in terms of the halachic din of asiya, or it's not an absolute in terms of the halachic din of asiya? But the asiya is it tziruf. The asiya is a tziruf with the nichalei. You see, that's basically where you arrive at after you learn the sugya. When you finish the sugya, those are the conceptual. That's the final conceptual formulation of the sugya. That's the final overview of the sugya. That's the way the shas understood the machlekes between Abaye and Rava on a conceptual plane. It's a question of which is the absolute. There definitely is an absolute. Is it the absolute of Kavana, or the absolute is Asiya? And that's the machlekes Abaye and Rava. And Abaye maintains that what? That what? There's always an absolute. It's either it's the absolute of Kavana, or it's the absolute of Asiya. And Rava maintains it's always Tziruf. But the only question, so that you see the Lishna, the first Lashon and the Ikad Amri is aligned. I mean, they're both aligned that way. Okay, they're both aligned that way. So that's why I say that the Marsha's question really has no bearing on the sugya, because the Marsha is introducing a different machlokes, which conceptually doesn't make any sense, because what is he saying? He's saying that the machlokes is by efshar. But now, what are you going to say? Why should I say that? Why should I say that low efshar is chayev according to Rabbi Yehuda?
He's still in the sheet.
Why? Why should I say low efshar is chayev? Why should I say love shuchat?
Absolute. In other words,
Mashur is saying that the machlokes is like the Ikidami says, by safsul kut, correct? And now he wants to say, okay, so now what's the question? The question is going to be on efshar and lo kamachav. Right. On efshar and local machaber. So how are you going? And it's machlekes in Rabbi Yehuda. Correct.
Right.
So why should it be still us according to Rabbi Yehuda?
Just like we said.
Rabbi Yehuda stated was that if it's efshar, it's also. But how can you possibly deduce from that
efshar
that he holds that even efshar? Then you're saying it's just initiation. Then you say, where do you have that? What kind of machlokes is that?
First lesson of Rabbi Yehuda.
Yeah, I understand it, but that's because Rabbi Yehuda has said it. If Rabbi Yehuda says that, so then he committed himself to that. If you're going to say the machlokes is by, but you can't say from a Rabbi Yehuda where Rabbi Yehuda just said Efshar.
You
can't say, what kind of a machlek is that? What was it? What's my by and Rav? I mean, why should I say a Rabbi Yehuda that says Efshar? Why should I say he holds even by Efshar? I mean, there's no room for the machlekes conceptually. You understand? That's what I'm trying to say. That the Marsha's question is a good question in terms of cheshbon. I mean, it's an ingenious observation. I mean, he didn't miss a he didn't miss anything when it comes to the cheshbon. But in terms of the svara, the mashal doesn't make any sense. And svara doesn't make any sense. Because the whole machlokes hasugyas, the whole machlokes according to the sugyas hashas, is a question, revolves around a question of is it absolute or is it tziruf? That's what the machlokes is there absolute or is there tziruf? The question is which absolute? According to the first lashon, it's a question of the absolute of schach. According to the second lashon, it's a question of the absolute of efshar. But the mashor's possibility simply doesn't fit into this kind of, into the framework. I mean, where does it fit in? I mean, you have Rabbi Yehuda holds that you chayev by aim is chavim by efshar. So how could Rava say no? He's chayev. What kind of machlekes is that? He's chayev even by efshar. What's the machlekes? Where's the roof? Is there such a machlekes? So the shas doesn't accept, dismisses that. And that's what Hashanah says according to everybody, where it's efshar. If you learn the machlokes is between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is in the case of safsal katan, you have to say according to everybody that efshar the loka machaven is shari.
Right.
You follow? There's no conceptual. You can't just the mashal's just taking possibilities. We can't just take possibilities. It has to be a conceptual.
You're making an inference. No,
conceptual framework of machlokes. There's no, you understand me? Not every possibility lends itself to a conceptual framework. And that's why the shas, the possibilities that shas take, are conceptual. Because the whole concept is it tziruf or is it absolute? And the question is, which absolute? Is it the absolute of kavana? So then that's the lishna kama. Or is it the absolute, or is there you to have an absolute of asiya? So then, even if he has an absolute of asiya, so if it's efshar, even if kamachavin said I'll be, you follow? But the sugyas hashas is based upon a logical analysis, a conceptual analysis. Whereas the mashor's possibility, there's no conceptual, there's nothing that you could that you can conceptualize in such a machlokes. So that's why the shas dismisses it. Okay, that's what I wanted to point out. That the mashor's question is a good question in judgment, but in concept it does not hold, and that's why the Gemara does not have that possibility. Okay, yes.
Mashal,
he went from the question. He says the coin doesn't make any difference. What do you mean it doesn't make any difference?
It's not a
logical deduction. You can't say Rabbi Yehuda says that we. Rabbi Yehuda speaks in the case where he facilitates it. And he says Mischavan is chayav. You can't say now we'll take away that element. I said that's nothing, and he yells even by efshar. It's nonsensical. It just doesn't work. So I just wanted to show you that the Mashal is very, you know, he has the case. It's a very good observation. But when you learn the sugya in svara, his case will not lend itself to any kind of svara, and that's why the Gemara says that Gemara could not establish a machlokes in that case. Whereas the possibilities of lishna kama and lishna basra are conceptual and they revolve around the same question: is there tziruf? Or is there no tziruf? The only difference is, what is the absolute? According to the Lishna Kama, the absolute is Kavana, and according to the Lishna Basra, according to Ikad Amri, the absolute is the Asiyah. That's the question. But the Gemara understood, the Machlokes of Abaye and Rava, it fits into a categorical conceptual framework. But the Gemara, there's two shown us as to where it exactly fits in. And you can see the two possibilities logically. Okay, but not any logical possibility is going to lend itself to conceptual analysis. Okay, that's it. I mean, according to they're not that far apart, Rashi. According to Ritva, the definition of Hanoi, he says if there's Hanoi, it's Mechschaven. But he means that there's a certain level of Hanoi where it, what's the Lashon he uses?
Arevlo.
That has to be Arevlo. Arev is the definition.
So Arev means it's what? It's sweet.
It's something he enjoys. Something he values, he enjoys it. According to Rashi, there's a conscious involvement. It's a conscious involvement.
Look, if you
the Rambam pashtus, the Rambam holds like Rashi, and not like the Ritva. And Machave means a conscious action. An act of consciousness.
I think
the Ran
also holds.
Yeah, but the Nafkamini, you're right. Nafkamini, the Rashi and the Rambam and the Ritva would be where he intends to block it. Intention is what? It follows that doesn't work. Sorry, that's it. And then Rashi also does, because that part is not involved. That's correct. That'll be enough.